Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, our surprise esteemed guests today, they are the creators of the Gosnell movie, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. GosnellMovie.com. Would like to welcome Ann McElhaney and Phelim McAleer to the broadcast. Sure. Annie, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, now you guys are Irish filmmakers, right?
That's right.
Correct.
So catch me up, Ann, first. How did you get in the business, and why, instead of just filmmakers, are you Irish filmmakers?
Oh, God, I don't know how to explain how we're Irish filmmakers, but how we got into the business. I suppose film and, you know, documentary and movies are a way of reaching a much larger audience often than newspapers. We're both journalists. Not everyone reads the newspaper, but everyone watches movies. Everyone watches the television. So it's a very good medium for telling stories.
Amen to that. Now, you guys are best-selling authors, New York Times and others, too, though. So let's not think that you're not great at both. How about you, Phelim? How'd you get in the business, sir?
Well, I'm from Northern Ireland, and I suppose I always liked journalism, always wanted to tell stories, always wanted to tell the truth. And that's why we got into the Gosnell case, was because no one was telling it. No one was telling the truth. And the truth was wonderful in this case, and the truth will set you free.
Amen to that. All right, let's talk about this movie that Hollywood really doesn't want anybody to see, writes Newsmax, and they're spot on. They're shutting it down in theaters despite its incredible, I'm telling you guys, have hit it out of the park success, right, Annie?
Yeah, no, it's done really, really well. It's done, it's been extraordinary, actually, really shocking and astonishing in a good way. You know, we've had huge audiences. People have just loved the film. Packed audiences as well. You know, we've had situations where the whole audience have started praying at the end of the film. We've had people spontaneously start clapping and all those and staying right till the end, right till the very end of the credits.
Yeah, I had a buddy come on who watched it, who joins us on the radio often, and he basically said he's never seen someone sit through the credits before. The whole audience sat through the credits.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We didn't even know that was going to happen. And it's funny, when we look at, and anyone can look at, check up Twitter and check on Facebook, because we're getting messages from people who've seen the movie, and they're all saying that, you know, that they've never seen it before. Everyone stays right till the end, and even when the screen goes black, there's complete silence, and everyone's sitting there.
There's been many stories as well, basically people saying that they were pro-choice. I would call it pro-death, by the way. But nevertheless, they say that they have become pro-life after seeing this movie. It was so riveting, so compelling, so open and honest, so raw but real. Phelim, what do you say to that? That's pretty neat feedback, isn't it?
It's amazing. And, you know, that's why we made this film. Not to make people pro-life, but to make people think again. That was one of the first things we realized from this film. We had a liberal friend, who saw it, and he immediately got up, left the room, started chain smoking, said, "I have to rethink everything." And that's what we made the film, was to make people rethink everything. And it seems to be making them move from pro-choice to pro-life. And that's a very, very interesting thing that happens when you bring the facts to people.
Now, what's interesting to me is this is based on crimes committed, a true court case that literally convicted someone because of their crimes. It's a documentary, so you don't really, put in your own supposition as much as you tell the story, a factual-based documentary story, but Hollywood doesn't want people to see it? What are they afraid of? They don't want the truth to come out regarding criminals, or what?
No, it certainly seems that way. It's actually not a documentary. Actually, it's a movie. So Dean Cain plays the leading role, and we have Sarah Jane Morris, Michael Michael Beach. We have Nick Searcy, which a lot of your listeners would know Nick Searcy. He was in Justified, and he also directs the movie. So it's a dramatization of this extraordinary story, and it's, you know, that's why we're getting, I think that's why we're reaching such a large audience, because I think documentaries, we've made a lot of documentaries, and they're very, people, a lot of people really like documentaries, but everyone likes a movie, a dramatic movie, and to see heroes like Jim Wood, who is the you know, the hero detective who put this guy away. People really respond very well to that.
So, Phelim, the New York Times and Hollywood and theaters, they're all in concert to shut this thing down. Don't they care what the people want?
Yes, they care a lot about what the people want. They want, and they realize it's not what they want, so that's why they want to keep the truth from them. They worry about what the people want, because it doesn't match their ideology. So it's important for them to keep the facts from them. And that's why they're trying to shut this down. That's why the New York Times wouldn't review our book. That's why the New York Times wouldn't put us on the New York Times bestsellers list, even though we had sold books. That's why NPR wouldn't carry our ads. That's why Facebook tried to block our ads. That's why the New York Times wouldn't carry an ad that I was going to give them real money for, because they've told the truth, and the truth will set you free, and they don't want people to be free.
Now, what's kind of comical, the New York Times tried to shut it down, but due to popular demand and due to the fact that it was so well written, etc., they've kind of been forced to recant. And what I'm saying is they had to kind of change their tune on this, haven't they?
Yeah. They were ashamed into putting us on the bestsellers list, but after we raised the ruckus. But we should have been number four. But they put us in at number 13. I never realized that the New York Times bestsellers list is an editorial decision, not a straight numbers game. You know, so basically, people need to know that the New York Times bestsellers list is a fake list derived by fake journalists in a fake newspaper.
In other words, let's be very clear here. What he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, is he's saying to you that it isn't just, hey, what books have the most sales and do the best, they create this list of popularity. It is an executive editorial board decision, and they just felt like it wasn't important enough, and they just wanted to shut it down, but the people wouldn't have it. And?
Yeah, no, I have to say, obviously everyone, you know, has a lot of negative things to say about the New York Times, but to learn this, that they're even at their bestseller list, they're incapable of just going ahead and printing the numbers of books that are sold and forming the bestsellers list by working out what the bestsellers list by just reading the numbers. No, instead of that, they actually sit around, have a committee meeting, and, you know, decide what is worthy. So their bestseller list, even their bestseller list, it's fake news. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, but it's true. Yeah, it's actually fake news. They don't use the numbers. I mean, which is, people, when they look at that list, I mean, it's a normal expectation that the list would be made up of, that the number one would be the number one best-selling book in America. And it's not. It's not. That's not what the number one in the list. And the only reason we ended up on the list was because our readers put so much pressure on the New York Times, saying, look, we're looking at the numbers, because on Amazon, when you buy a book on Amazon, you can actually look on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, and see what number you are. And we were certainly doing that the days our book came out, and we were at number four on Amazon at one stage. That was number four of all the books being sold in America. Yet we
And by the way, that's where Amazon got their whole start, is in books, really, and so that's something to be said.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, because it's all online, it's all computerized, so they have no difficulty giving up-to-date numbers on exactly how many books have been sold. But yeah, the New York Times don't seem to like that.
Wow. All right, this movie is riveting. We've talked about the people loving it. Audiences love it. How do you think they're co-opting theaters to cancel it? If I owned a theater and it was doing well, I'd want to play it, Anne.
Yeah, no, you know something, it's very, very bizarre, because, you know, I think for a long time, people think money talks. I mean, that's a phrase you hear people say, money talks. You know, well, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. For some people, ideology is the only thing that matters. And there's certain stories, like this story, that they want to suppress. I mean, the truth is that we were in New York City, in Kips Bay. We had a movie, the movie was playing there. The movie is also playing in Burbank. And here in Los Angeles, and doing really, really well. Because again, with funny with the numbers, in this case, the numbers are public. you know, are not public, but we get access to the numbers. We know exactly how many people have gone to each movie theater. And those two theaters are just two examples that were doing extraordinary amounts of business. Like, they were filled up even at very odd times of the day. So they were, you know, bringing in great money for the movie house itself. And we were dropped in both of those locations, and we were dropped in about 17 others that were doing really, really good business. You know, you explain it to me, because I strictly can't. And then, for example, in New York, I think there were 30 screens in Kips Bay, and we were number 8. We were the number 8. And, you know, a number 8, I mean, it may not sound as good, but it's extremely good when you think ahead of you, you know, is Halloween, is A Star Is Born, is, you know, First Man, are these huge, massive movies with massive, massive budgets for publicity and stuff. And we're this small movie that was crowdfunded, you know, by 30,000 people, $2.3 million. You know, we have very small budgets for everything. So that to be number 8 in Manhattan is extraordinary. And, you know, it wasn't good enough. And they dropped us. They dropped us, but not because they weren't making money. And I don't know what other metric they would be using, but one would think that making money is what matters.
Phelan, what's your take on this?
Well, you know, it's inexplicable, so therefore you have to go with it has to be ideology. You know, it doesn't make sense financially, doesn't make sense commercially, so it has to be ideology. There is no other explanation.
In other words, these people are pro-death. Anything that stands up for life and honesty and accountability for crimes, they don't want to talk about. To me, it's something that we need to highlight so people really realize, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, how evil and criminal the behavior is in some of these clinics and by some of these physicians and people involved in this abortion mill industry. When we come back, we'll talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. One quick break. We've only got a little time left with our surprise esteemed guests. We're talking about Anne McElhaney, Phelim McAleer. They are Irish filmmakers. They created Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. GosnellMovie.com. You gotta go see it, folks. Hang tight.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, our guests, Anne McElhaney, Phelim McAleer. We're talking about the Gosnell movie. Incredible, incredible movie. They're Irish documentary filmmakers, but they made a movie this time. They're also best-selling authors on The New York Times, although that used to be kind of a cool, prestigious thing, now we realize it's all fudged and faked by their editorial board. They tried to shut them down, but the people wouldn't have it. They're trying to shut this movie down as well, but Phelim, the people aren't having it, are they?
No, no. I mean, we were number 10 in the opening weekend. We were the biggest independent movie of the weekend on the whole of the United States. You know, we were the big indie movie. You know, and normally the indie movie is something cool with the cool kids and the liberals and all that. The Gosnell movie was the biggest indie movie of the U.S. You know, put that in your pipe and smoke it in the New York Times and all your other Hollywood elites. You know, they wouldn't review the film. They didn't want anyone to know about it, but the people found out about it, and the people wanted the truth, and people sent a message. And that's what we're asking people to do, is send a message to Hollywood. Go and see this film. It's in 500 or 600 theaters now. If it's near you, go and see it. If it's not near you, go and go. Some people are going online, and they're saying, in memory of the babies killed, they're going to buy a ticket. They said, you know, I was going to give my congressman $20 for the midterms, but, you know, I'd rather send a message to the elites, to the mainstream media, by buying tickets online. I can't go and see it, but I'm going to help the numbers.
How much does a movie like this cost to make about, and how much, what's it going to take to make sure we make more movies like this, Anne?
Yeah, well, we raised the money on Kickstarter, or on Indiegogo, a crowdfunding site. We raised $2.3 million, 30,000 people. The budget for the film was about $3 million, and then we had to get investors to get the movie out there. So, you know, it's not cheap, but the difference it's making is so extraordinary. I mean, compared to these large budgeted films, even the other indies that are out there, they've spent $10 million on the movie and $10 million on marketing. You know, we're the little movie that could, and it's incredible. You know, if this film does well, if we can bring in money, we can do this again, because we'll get investors to invest in us again. But if we don't do well, if people don't turn out, then it's hard to justify asking anyone for money, because they'll say, well, you never made any money before. Nobody ever saw the movie. So it's very important that the film continues to have the success it's already had, that the theaters are filled. And people can go online. People can go to gosnellmovie.com right now and check out where the theater is that's close to them. You know, you put in your state, and the drop-down menu will show you exactly where it's on. And people, we've had the most amazing messages from people who've driven 2 hours to see the film, who've driven out of state to see the film, people who drove from Canada to see the film because it's not on in Canada.
You know, yeah, in Utah, basically, they had it only scheduled in one theater for a couple of days. They've already extended that big time because it was a grand slam at the theater. Hey, Kurt, you had a point that you wanted to bring up about where are the good guys, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I was looking up, who would cover this, because I knew this was going to be, you know, a touchy kind of thing. And yet, I can't find, the NBCs, the CBSs, the ABCs. You can find people like WorldNet Daily, CBN News, PJ Media, LifeZet, the Epic Times. You just don't find the boys like, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, even given, you know, time of day. You got some local coverage from CatholicPhilly.com, the Philadelphia Tribune, but you're just not going to get, like, there's no AP story on it, I don't see, Sam. And yet the AP, maybe they just aren't up on the news. I did see this one headline, and I thought this kind of fits the conversation. It says, there's no Gosnell cover-up. The horrors and underlying disparities exploited by Kermit Gosnell aren't new, nor have they been ignored. Now, it's from Salon.com. The only problem is, guess what? It's from 2013. So, there is a Gosnell cover-up, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to tell you about it.
All right, what do you say to that, Anne? Where's Rush Limbaugh and Mike Savage and all the guys?
In fairness, to be honest now, Rush Limbaugh actually was fantastic. Rush Limbaugh did a whole segment. I think he spent 10 minutes, and that was his own. You know, we didn't have the money to pay an advertising on Rush Limbaugh, so he was actually, he's twice done a huge segment on his show about the film. He said people then phone up actually and say they've seen the film and love the film. But actually, Rush Limbaugh is really, yeah, he actually saw the movie himself and really, really loved it. It gave us a very, very good plug. And I think some of those others, but as you say, the AP, yeah, the AP are absent, and NBC, New York Times, CNN, all those really big ones like that are missing. But some of those other ones, I think...
Yeah,
they just don't have time for it because they've got to cover stories like, you know, people can now figure out if they want to be a species, not just they want to be a man or a woman. Now they can be a species as well, you know.
Your thoughts, fellow?
Black or
white. Yeah, that's important. That's important to know. Yeah, exactly. You know, and then spend a lot of time working out, you know, what are we going to put? What kind of a sign are you going to put on the toilet, you know? You wouldn't want to be putting a boy or a girl sign. You'd have to be putting much more than that, you know. All the other signs for all the other species that apparently are human. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very disappointing and disheartening. But as you say, you know, all these other outlets have been so fantastic and have given us really amazing, you know, airtime. But there's a suspiciously quiet side on the liberal side of the mainstream media, which is all liberal, where they just, you know, completely ignore us. I mean, no one's been on The View, you know, which is kind of extraordinary when you think about these women's programs during the afternoon, and none of us have been on any of those. Yet this story, I mean, it is really a story that speaks to, you know, a women's experience all over America. I mean, this is a massive Holocaust, really, that needs conversation.
Amen to that. All right.
One other idea for you real quick.
Promote their DVDs or whatever they're doing.
I know. We did a story earlier saying about how this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and yet the author said, hey, the only thing is they don't really want to talk about the real problem with breast cancer, and that abortions are shown to be a chief cause of breast cancer. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of something to throw in there.
Fellum?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to bring awareness of abortion, and we wanted to bring the facts about abortion. And that was a great thing about a trial, dramatizing the trial, was that people didn't come with their politics. People didn't come with their talking points. They weren't allowed. They had to come with evidence. And if they came with politics or anything like that, it was challenged on the basis of evidence. So people had to tell the truth. And when the truth, I mean, the jury were all pro-choice by the end of it, I'll tell you, they were not pro-choice. This shattered their belief in abortion.
All right, what's the future for you guys? When can people get it on DVDs if they've got a blackout by their theater? Or can they watch it on, some of the new cut the cord services?
Well, it'll be a long time before it's on DVD. People really need to watch it in the theaters. It's going to be moving around a few theaters. So keep an eye out. Go to gosnellmovie.com. Check.
That's right. We're adding theaters. So, you know, people need to check films. People need to keep checking that list at gosnellmovie.com, because, like, I think about 50 theaters were added this week. So people need to be looking, because the numbers are changing all the time.
Will there be a digital offering?
Eventually. But as Phelan says, it's really important that right now that people see it in the movie theaters. Eventually it'll be on Netflix. Eventually it'll be available on DVD. But that's going to be, you know, far, far out from now.
All right. What's the future for you guys? I mean, this is a grand slam, in my opinion, not only from a financial point of view, but from a changing the understanding in America about what abortions really are, and the behind the scenes look about the criminal activity, et cetera. What's the future?
We just want to keep telling the truth, you know, and the truth will set you free. And that's important.
Any teaser about what you guys might work on next?
If we told you that, we'd have to kill you. No.
All right. I think you guys ought to do something on the border.
Maybe there's a lot of, I mean, we've had a lot of people contact us with great stories. So we're looking at a whole bunch of good stories that we're thinking of for the next project. But for right now, we're so focused on this. We're laser focused on making sure that people get to the theaters, get to see this movie, find out this story, and let us know what you think. Go on Facebook, go on the Gosnell Movie Facebook page and like the page and join the conversation there, and go on Twitter if you're on Twitter as well, and join us there, because we have about 100,000 people so far have signed up on the Gosnell Movie Facebook page, and there's a very lively conversation going on there, I can tell you.
I love it. Phelan, we're about out of time. Do you have a final parting shot for our audience?
You know, people need to go and see the film, I think, you know. They need to support this film. You know, if you've spent the last 30 years shutting in Hollywood, shutting in TV, you know, if you want more content like this, it needs to be successful. So you need to get, Hollywood doesn't want you to see this, because they fear that it will be successful and there will be more movies like this made. If you want your values reflected in Hollywood, if you want your values reflected in the mainstream media, you need to support it. So get out there and buy the tickets.
And McElhaney, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Fellow McLear, thank you so much, sir. Keep up the great work. We'll support you all we can. Godspeed, guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there you have it. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, that Gosnell movie interview with both of the filmmakers. Incredible. Incredible stuff. We're grateful for their leadership, for their example, for their efforts in the sacred cause of truth and honor and integrity, understanding what's really going on. And Kurt, I didn't mean to hurry you up too much. I just didn't want them to lose the chance to promote anything they wanted to at the end. But you brought up some riveting points that I think we want to circle back to because they're worth talking about. Number one, I want to basically praise Rush Limbaugh. You know what? If he's really promoting this and giving time to it, good for him. And I hope all the pro-life advocates truly double down and prove their pro-life by giving this time, by giving this focus, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right, Sam, and she brought it up, and, you know, it's the kind of difference, at least in my opinion, what happens when you get these guys, the Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, folks, when they get the push by you know, whether it's the Catholics or whoever the groups are, WorldNet Daily, you know, etc., they're going to feel a little heat if they don't cover those issues. And, for example, I see WorldNet Daily's got the piece says, Rush Limbaugh, you should see Gosnell. Subheadline, you're going to see Hollywood professionals producing a movie about a mass murderer. And they say talk radio host Rush Limbaugh urged his listeners to see the new movie Gosnell about convicted abortionist Kermit Gosnell because the story itself is heart-stopping enough as it is.
He's right on target, and I wish Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck and Laura Ingraham, and I mean, I could go on and on and on. I hope they all double down in promotion of it. And if the Gosnell movie makers can give me a commercial to promote the film, I'll be glad to promote it for free. We'll put the commercial on the air and we'll run it as a public service announcement, just as our way of saying thanks and how can we help in the sacred cause of life, liberty. So that's critical. You also brought up another point that I think is really worthy of focus, Kurt. You brought up this idea about there's no Gosnell cover-up. I mean, it's just laughable when it's literally being taken out of theaters. And when I mean, I'm telling you, with rare exception of the mainstream press, you don't see anything about it. And if you do, it's pretty much hostile.
Well, that's right. And like I say, that story that came up was from 2013. So here we are in 2018. Of course, the movie wasn't around then. But, you know, it was, it's the old thing, like our buddy Jerry Hughes would teach us. He'd say, nothing is official until it's been denied. And so
Amen
when you
that.
Have Salon.com saying, there's no Gosnell cover-up. That's
all right.
Basically the message that says there is. One more thing from Rush Limbaugh real quick, because like you say, we take pot shots at him every so often saying that
only when he doesn't do what's right.
3 hours
Hold
a
on.
Day.
Only yeah. when he doesn't do what's right. Whenever he does what's right, we praise him just like we do everybody else.
That's right. And that's why we want to bring this up. You know, 3 hours a day, you'd think, you know, he'd be able to cover all these stories. He'd be able to tell about how the Federal Reserve ought to be abolished and, you know, the IRS ought to be replaced. I mean, but he has lots of commercials for companies that want to save you from the IRS. So that's, you know, I guess you could say part of it. But he said this, you know, this is part of that WorldNet Daily piece. He says, if you don't know about Kermit Gosnell, if you've not heard the name, if it doesn't ring a bell, you by all means should see this. If you do know who Gosnell is, and if you think you know the story, you should see this. He went on to say, you're not watching a political documentary here. You're watching a movie portrayal of a real-life event, and it's treated as a real-life event, as any other would be, without a lot of political preaching, because it's felt it's not necessary, and it isn't. He says the story itself is heart-stopping enough as it is.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Good for
Pretty
Rush
good.
And stuff. It's just hard to keep an eye on what everybody's doing. And again, we do criticize when people don't step up. In other words, if you run around and say how pro-life you are all day long, and then you get an opportunity to promote a pro-life movie and you don't really double down and do it, we question that. And we encourage you to be true to what you say, what you believe, what you stand for, what you, okay, be consistent, be congruent. That's what we're talking about. So we're grateful, and we stand corrected, at least at first, on Rush Limbaugh. I don't know that the other talk show hosts are standing up like they ought to, but we pray they get in gear yesterday. We pray you go see it, gosnellmovie.com. Now, another thing about Limbaugh before we leave this topic, Limbaugh says, quote, Trump's instincts on transgender rights, right on, piece by Bob Unruh. You know what? Good for Rush and good for Bob and good for WND and good for Donald Trump on all this, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. You're,
any other
you're
tidbits
exactly
in that
right.
one? Because this is critical. If we're talking about Rush, let's again, we'll give credit where credit's due every time to the best of our ability, folks.
Yeah. And tell me the headline, this one in particular. When I bring up Limbaugh, I've got several. I've got... no question that cabal trying to overturn elections.
No. That's just totally
Trump
different stuff.
Instincts.
Kurt.
Yeah,
Limbaugh,
I know, but it's
quote,
it's got Limbaugh in it, you know.
I know, but we're only focusing on these topics at hand right now, and We're trying to keep people
understand.
On the same topic.
So tell me again what the headline
was. Your headline you gave me says, Limbaugh, Trump instincts on transgender rights right on. Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, wrote the piece.
Yeah, that's the next one. And Bob Unruh, you know, going to be right on target. And we talked about the transgender, and, you know, he apparently didn't have the part about being able to be whatever species you want. Once again, you know, I think people like us and the others give a little pressure to people like Rush Limbaugh to say, hey, they got to cover this, or people say, you know, you're just not going to get it. But I guess they say Rush Limbaugh poked fun at the Times, talking about the New York Times here. He says that doctors and scientists abandoned long ago determining a person's gender by their physical characteristics. He said the idea that you can't determine gender by genitalia is absurd.
Well, Rush is right again.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Determining whether somebody's male or female as determined by a person's genitals is no longer applicable and needs to be abandoned because it has been abandoned long ago by sensible scientists. Anyway, it's just crazy stuff.
Well, all I can tell you is good for Rush for highlighting it. Good for Bob Unruh for bringing it up. Good for Donald Trump to basically step back from this psychosis we seem to be experiencing in America, this immoral, satanic-driven idea to obliterate male and female created to them. That's God, right? Obliterate God's guidelines, God's reality on this, and shame on them for allowing this to happen in societal norms, if you will. But Rush Limbaugh standing up. And I commend him for doing so, and I'm grateful for Donald Trump standing up as well on this key issue. Now, Kurt, you brought up so many issues, and like I say, I don't mean to just shut you down to the movie makers there, but I wanted to make sure they got the chance to kind of speak out on a little bit about what they wanted to as well, and I wanted to make sure we knew kind of what the expectations are. A lot of people are struggling to watch this film because, you know, it's not coming to a theater near them, sadly, and they want to watch it digitally or watch it on DVD, so I wanted to kind of get an idea of that. What they're saying is oftentimes people are going and buying a ticket, even at a different theater, even if they can't go, in a way of supporting it, and I think that's a tremendous idea too, Kurt.
Good point.
But anyway, you brought up this issue about, hey, right now is Breast Cancer Month awareness?
Well, yeah, you know, they say it's in October, and I, you know, told people that I didn't know that. I should have been up on that, you know. I
mean, darn right you should
but,
have.
You know, I just didn't know that. And the fact is, that story we did says, look, if you're, you know, one of the major causes of breast cancer is abortion, Sam. And so you'd think that the breast cancer guys would be all saying, look,
avoid
abortions because we don't want you to get breast cancer.
Hold on. It's pro-death and give us as much money as you can and just shut up about everything else. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how they are?
That's exactly right. It's too bad, but
it is too bad. But the Gosnell movie making a difference. Kurt Crosby bringing up this valuable point is critical. And so I didn't mean to obliterate that point. I wanted to circle back because I think it's a critical point. If these people are honest and open and genuine, it's kind of like Mike Lee says in the commercials we put together. Hey, if Planned Parenthood was what we're told it is, they'd be delighted to have transparency, delighted to work. Okay, same thing with this, Kurt. If they were really open and honest and they really wanted to stop breast cancer, not just garner a gazillion dollars for it, they would bring this up big time, and it would be one of the key highlighted focuses to stop and prevent breast cancer is, hey, don't women, girls, don't get abortions because the increased chance of breast cancer is not worth it. Okay, but they don't want the truth on this, Kurt. They want pro-death and money. And so you're absolutely right to bring this up and highlight this reality. And the more we do it, the more people shall discover the truth. The more people will go to gosnellmovie.com. The more people will make a difference and call a halt to the con game and challenge the mainstream press's gatekeeping narrative on this thing, which is pro-death disguised as pro-choice.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
No tears left to cry, ladies and gentlemen. Ariana Grande. She's in the news.
I figured you could maybe find some music by her. I wish I knew more about her. I mean, I just don't.
I can tell you anything you want to know about her.
You know, but anyway,
what do you want to know?
This piece brought to us from HollywoodLife.com. And we thought it was kind of fitting with the whole abortion, you know, breast cancer kind of connections and the Gosnell thing, because this one, the headline reads, Ariana Grande struggling with broken heart, how her friends and family are helping her heal. By the way, HollywoodLife.com is not something we usually cover very well, but in this case, they say she, you know, split up from her recent boyfriend. She's 25 years old. She already, I guess her earlier boyfriend, Mac Miller, died of an overdose. But now, you know, everybody's rallying around her family, etc. But at least it's good news. It looks like her grandma's around her, so maybe she'll help her out as they say she copes with her broken heart. I thought you might be able to give her some suggestions on how to live and how to, you know, be doing better, Sam.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, Kurt, in my opinion, follows the pattern that society has created for her. And society is evil in their creation of these characters that, you know what, they start out by taking little girls, little kids, turning them into rock stars where the world adores them way beyond what God would ever accept. You know, it's one thing to say we're grateful for someone's talents, but let's let our acts and our talents and our capabilities glorify God. But in this case, these rock stars become sex symbols. They become, up on a pedestal, revered rock stars, celebrities, legends, whatever you want to call them. And it's societal worship, if you will. It's wrong. It's evil. It's against God's laws, and we need to repent of it. But I bring that up to say Ariana Grande, like so many others, Miley Cyrus, I could go on and on, they are products of this environment, sad to say. And she grew up in a home that, you know what, she really didn't have enough God in her life and enough family in her life. And I'm grateful that her family and friends are surrounding her and helping her through this. You say, why do I say this? Well, she went to a funeral and she sang, and well, Bill Clinton's literally, you know, drooling, watching her body. And then a pastor, a religious guy, grabs her breasts, and, you know, she's dressed in this skimpy outfit. And she sings, you know, basically, hey, after you have sex with the woman, you'll know God's a woman, kind of a thing. And that's what she promotes and does. And so, you know, the reason that I bring this all up is No Tears Left to Cry is one of the titles of her song. And it really articulates the problem here. Kurt, you know what? Wickedness never was happiness. And you will never, ever, ever, ever have good when you turn this poor little girl, you know, into a sex symbol. When you turn this poor little girl into a, you know, I got to have a boyfriend to make me happy. What she needs to do is be taught that, you know what, marriage is a sacred thing between one man and one woman, ordained of God. Being a mother and a wife and an equal partner with her husband, the family is at the heart of what matters most. And you know what? You're a great singer, and we're delighted for you to use your gift, your talents to glorify God and to, you know, even to entertain. That's fine. Good, clean, wholesome entertainment's wonderful. But you know what? When you cross the line into rock star, quote, celebrity slash idol worship kind of a thing, and when you set yourself up to promote these perversions that it's kind of like Madonna's Like a Virgin, you know, hey, God's a woman, you'll know when you have sex with her, kind of a thing. This is just blasphemy and mockery. And then you put her on the stage and have a former president of the United States drool over her as she's in modest clothing. And you, no wonder the poor girl's brokenhearted. The girl's got everything in her life mixed up. Okay, what she needs to do is save her virginity for the man who will take her to the altar and love her and be committed to her forever. What they need to do is focus on the things that make people happy, which is God, family, and country. And so this poor girl, in my opinion, hasn't really had much of a chance, Kurt, because I don't think she's been taught these principles that make America great, that make people great, that turn people to God, that you get comfort and protection in the family. And so I'm not here to beat her up. I am here to say that's kind of the situation that the world has created for her. And she's doing her best, and there's no more tears left to cry. The poor girl's just been beat up and rung through the ringer and turned into a sex object by those who, you know, where's the Me Too movement going after Bill drilling over on stage, or going after the pastor that touched her? And where's the Me Too movement saying, listen, girls ought to not dress like that on stage? And where, you know, where's the blowback to say, you know what, we don't support this kind of idea that we're going to link immoral sex to being godlike? And, you know, this is blasphemy. And, you know, where are the Christians to stand up? We idolize these people. We put them on the stage. We make them rich. We make them. And the poor girl, in my opinion, is suffering from what we societally do. And frankly, it's been done to her. Now, she's a beautiful girl. She's talented. She's a daughter of our Father in heaven. Let's be very clear. And she ought to be treated as such, Kurt. And I think if we treated these girls that way from the cradle, I have this strange feeling they might behave that way, Kurt.
Imagine that, Sam. I mean, just think about it.
So what do you think of that for a throwdown on, huh? Ariana Grande, huh, Kurt?
I thought you might have some recommendations for her. And, you know, not to leave this
Yeah, so get God in your life, put on your clothes, and behave like you want a real husband that'll take care of you for life, yeah, and prepare to be a good wife and take care of him for life. And you know what?
Find a good man at a church, not a bar.
Amen. And, couldn't agree. You know, that's why I say find God first, and then, hey, you'll find the right husband if you go to the right places. But you know what? Put on some clothes. Be modest. Live very carefully in your life. Live carefully. Live responsible. Follow God's laws. Use the Ten Commandments and the Great Commandments to be your guide. And I think things will start to go better for you. But I'm just telling you right now, if you go from immoral relationship to immoral relationship to immodest behavior all day long to, you know, you're a star that's worthy of, quote, worship kind of a thing, you know what? You'll never have happiness, because I'm telling you, happiness is not found in a bottle. Happiness is not found in immorality. Happiness is not found in immodesty. All those things that your life seems to bring rewards you or put in front of you on a silver platter, they will not bring you happiness, Ariana. And I'm telling you right now, if you want happiness, it starts with God, family, and country. I'm telling you right now.
Perfectly right. By the way, just before the end of the hour, I just wanted to bring this one up.
Sorry, I just tend to go off on these things because I feel passionate that we could help her.
Yeah, but that's what we need, Sam. I mean, it's exactly right. The solutions are there if people want to look for them, if people want to accept them.
Amen.
But so many times they don't. And I'll give you one other one, for example. You know, KSL.com is a local news source in this area where we live, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot of people. It's actually owned by the church we're members of, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm not telling you that all the guys there are bad or anything like that, but we are also members of that church. And when you go to their website, you enter in the word Gosnell, Sam, you know, because it has a search place. So I did that, and it brought up 21 results. You've got two of them that are ads. Well, one says, these are not for the Gosnell movie. They've got that word in it there. Then there's one story from back in 2009 talking about somebody named Maraid Gosnell, you know. Then there's one from 2011, Dr. Kermit Gosnell. But there's just, here's one from Kathy Gosnell. But Sam, why wouldn't they have a story? I mean, we already talked about the reason.
Because their advertisers will get attacked. They'll get flat out shut down, buddy.
That's right. That's right. And the AP, who they get a lot of their news from, has decided not to cover the Gosnell movie. And you know, so you see how basically control the insider, both national, like New York Times and et cetera, but also local, like in our area. And these are people that should be promoting saving babies as much or more than anybody else, Sam. But it's a, quote,
I couldn't agree more.
Topic, right?
But despite KSL, despite the media blackout, Kurt, we're covering it, and you just sent me a headline. You know what? Gosnell movie reminds the people of something important.
Great point, Sam, yeah. And that is let's see. I'm trying to find him.
Oh, man,
Gosnell.
He just sent it to me 30 seconds ago. Headline
All
says
right,
this.
All right, good. Okay,
Gosnell movie reminds America that America. Abortion has killed over 60 million unborn babies, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And this is Cal Thomas from Life News. 60 million babies? Sam, I mean, how many died? And he goes into this in his article. But how many died in Nazi Germany? How many of, I mean, 60 million, Sam. I mean, we're talking about a huge number.
Even if you go with the mainstream press's claims on World War II, it's what, 6 million, Kurt? One-tenth?
It's just incredible, Sam. You know, so it's so important to bring this issue, and you've talked about it many times. The president ought to be hitting on this. He ought to be saying, look, you know, go see that Gosnell movie and realize that we've got to get this whole abortion thing because we're killing babies and we got to make this thing stop. If he, you know, really wants to make America great again. That's
Amen.
A big part of
You're
it.
Spot on that, Kurt. There's no doubt about it. There's a last headline that I want to mention. Even though there's a blackout by the mainstream press, even though there's a blackout by people who we believe should be the good guys in the press, it's strange why. And even though Gosnell movie's reminding Americans that 60 million unborn babies have been murdered by abortion, the good news is in the final headline Kurt sent me, movie Gosnell, Kurt.
Cracks top 10 at box office. So even with all the holding it back and not telling people about it, hey, it's in the top 10.
And even oftentimes the conservatives say we're nobody and we don't even matter, ladies and gentlemen. But I would like to think we play a small part in the truth.
And by the way, Sam, that report comes from DailySignal.com. So that's across the pond.
That's where you got to go to get the truth sometimes.
The AP just not talking about it.
But I would like to think we play a small part in these solutions, Kurt, in this information getting out and for us moving the needle towards pro-life, towards liberty, towards God, family, and country, towards appropriate behavior by all of us, because that's where happiness is found. True joy comes from following the commandments of God every time, ladies and gentlemen. Final word, Kurt?
Well, you're right on target, Sam. God bless America, and God bless all those little babies, and God bless the good folks like the Gosnell movie folks.
Amen. You want to make America great again? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.